This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Raquel. US President Donald Trump has praised Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the World Economic Forum in Davos. Calling Mr. Modi a close friend, Mr. Trump expressed confidence that India and the United States would reach a trade agreement. The remarks come as Washington and New Delhi continue negotiations aimed at resolving the trade deal standoff. Trump's comments struck a notably warm tone amid otherwise strained trade relations between the two countries. Asked directly about a potential trade agreement, the US president said they're going to have a good deal. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that he will not use force to take control of Greenland, but reiterated his demand that Washington be given ownership of the Arctic island. Addressing World Economic Forum in Davos, U.S. President said he is seeking immediate negotiations to discuss the acquisition of Greenland. Greenland is a semi-autonomous territory of Denmark, a U.S. ally. The U.S. and Denmark are among 32 North American and European countries which form the military alliance NATO. Trump has repeatedly raised the idea of acquiring Greenland from Denmark. Greenland has maintained that it does not want to be part of the U.S., which already operates a military base on the island. Trump further added that his country has sought negotiation to acquire Greenland as no nation is in position to secure it other than the United States. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that he is cancelling his planned tariff on U.S. allies in Europe over U.S. control of Greenland after he and the leader of NATO agreed to a framework of a future deal on Arctic security. The abrupt about-face emerged hours after Trump had insisted that he wants to get Greenland, including right, title and ownership, but said he would not use force to do so while deriding European allies and vowing that NATO should not try to block U.S. expansionism. In an extraordinary speech at the World Economic Forum, the president said he is asking for territory that was cold and poorly located. The European Parliament has decided to suspend work on the European Union's trade deal with the United States in protest at US President Donald Trump's demands to acquire Greenland and threats of tariffs on European allies who oppose his plan. The EU Assembly has been debating legislative proposals to remove many EU import duties on US goods, a key part of the agreement struck in Turnberry, Scotland, at the end of July, as well as to continue zero duties for US lobsters initially agreed with Trump in 2020. The proposals require approval by the Parliament and EU governments. Many lawmakers have complained that the trade deal is lopsided, with the EU required to cut most import duties while the US sticks to a broad rate of 15%. The Election Commission has issued directions to implement the Supreme Court's order on the Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls in West Bengal. It mandates public display of names under logical discrepancies and unmapped categories and provides affected voters opportunities to submit documents and be heard within a specific timeline. A report.
The Election Commission has directed West Bengal authorities to strictly implement the Supreme Court's this month's order related to the ongoing Special Intensive Revision SIR 2026. It has instructed the state administration and police to ensure adequate manpower, smooth conduct of hearings and maintenance of law and order with strict action for any non-compliance. The ECI has directed DGP of West Bengal, Police Commissioner of Kolkata, all district collectors, all other police commissioners and SPs to ensure strict law and order during SIR. Chief Election Commissioner Ganesh Kumar has assured the people of West Bengal that no one will be allowed to take law in their hands and strict action will be taken in all such cases. With Anupam Mishra, Priya Mondal, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In men's cricket, India defeated New Zealand by 48 runs in the first T20 of the five-match series at Vidarbha Cricket Association Stadium in Nagpur last night. In the Women's Premier League cricket, UP Warriors women will take on Gujarat Giants women in a league match at BCA Stadium, Kotambi in Vadodara today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.